Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Last segment already.
The last segment of the Christina Loos Show. It's amazing how fast this 2 hours goes.
It does.
When we went to the break, Otto started to talk about his changing Thanksgiving. But before we say that to Otto, we'll go back to Otto. Somebody also just came in at the break and acknowledged a plaque that he has in his office. Tradition, peer pressure from dead people. So what tradition is in everybody's house is what they want it to be. It can be pressure if you like it. And you're right, you don't have to do anything. You can make your own tradition. But Otto, you have a tradition. And I forgot about that. When we first met, I heard about your turkey box. Go ahead now.
Well, over the years, prior to this, when my mother was alive and well, she used to make the turkey and then bring it to people at my house usually. And the turkey is made and, 20 whatever pound turkey, and it goes in a big box, which has a mark on it, turkey box. I actually have it in the garage, saved for the turkey. And the box has blankets in it and tin foil. And you put the turkey in there and wrap it all up, and it can sit there for hours. And then you bring it to the house, which was in this case now one of my daughters, and the turkey's ready to roll. It's nice and moist. It's hot. It's great. And I like Thanksgiving for a couple of reasons, really. But one is it's a simple holiday in some respects than Christmas, let's say. Christmas, especially when you had little kids and whatnot, it was like an ongoing journey, it went on forever, between shopping and Christmas cards and this and that. And, especially when you were working, you had to run out and shop at night and do this and do that. Whereas Thanksgiving is a little bit different. Somebody makes the turkey, somebody makes the sweet potatoes, somebody makes the stuffing, and it's more of I can't explain the feeling.
It's a simpler feeling because I feel the same thing.
It's a simpler holiday where people are thankful for what they're involved with. And, I'm not against Christmas, but Christmas is more chaotic.
Totally. I'm with you. I feel the same exact. And listen, clearly.
Now Christmas starts now on television in August.
Yeah, which upsets me. And I'm glad
you can watch Hallmark Christmas movies.
I said, I love Christmas. Like I said, I love to decorate for Christmas. I love all things Christmas. However, I don't like skipping over holidays. And this is always where I don't like is that it goes from Halloween and people just blow right past Thanksgiving. And all of a sudden it's like Christmas in the stores. And I said, I feel like we could enjoy Thanksgiving. And I mean, I think I like the message of Thanksgiving in itself, because it is a time that everyone, you're supposed to sit there and kind of reflect on what you're thankful for, and that's something that I always loved, even as a child, because I think it's a time you actually have to sit back and really think, you look around and say, these are the things that, everything is count your blessings. And, and so I love that whole, the whole message behind being with your family and doing that. So I feel the same way as you, Otto, in this situation. And I think, like I said, it's different and it's very easy. And I'm saying I've done it, where you have those moments and you'll get kind of bogged down and upset and, think about, oh, well, I don't get to do this. I don't get to see this person. And it's hard. And I think, roll with those moments, but you also have to move on and accept and kind of figure out a way to still be thankful, especially for your health, during this time. So,
well, in the Thanksgiving mode, I think what I've heard a number of people over the years say, you should count your blessings and not what you don't have, count what you do have. There's always stuff you don't have. That's a fact, but you got stuff too. So count them as big blessings. Not everybody has them. The fact that we're here doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. No, you're 100% correct. Blessing. And I think that's important, you know, and even if it's something like that, you know, and just reaching out to your family and, like I said, doing some kind of virtual thing and everyone saying what they're thankful for, you know, and sharing these things. And Otto, I really hope at the advisory committee meeting, you whip out that turkey box and show the rest of these PI seniors. I mean, Otto, maybe that's what you should do during this time is market that, you know, and into a product, because I'm very impressed, because that's always the thing. When you're traveling, you know, when my grandfather was still alive, we would always go to his house and we would schlep all the stuff over there because it was just easier to cook in our own house and then bring it, you know, over there. But that was always, you know, the hard thing is keeping things warm, you know, and of temperature. And I think you frankly mastered it. So this pandemic might be a marketing opportunity for Otto, you know.
Well, you know, that concept goes along with string beans with
yes.
onions in them or whatever.
Absolutely.
You put them in a Corningware thing, wrap the rubber band around so the top doesn't come off, and then wrap blankets around it, put that in another box, and they do.
I think Otto needs to be on the Food Network channel. I feel like he's missing his calling. He needs like a little Food Network special. I could see my barber upstairs, my mom, watching that. I mean, I feel like she would absolutely love that. And I just got a text from Paula Ewell, who is the deputy commissioner of our department, saying that I would buy Otto's turkey box.
I love it.
You have your first customer, Otto.
You know what?
Ben wants the green bean box. Yes. We got two things sold.
Right. We could make it with like a contour of the turkey in the box.
See? There we go. And I feel like, you know, we could have a whole thing on a whole line of different things.
We could have different size boxes, a 12-pound turkey, an 18-pound turkey.
I think, John, he's thought about this, you know.
Oh, he's been thinking about it.
Knowing Otto, we definitely.
I think he's been talking to Dan about getting his own show even. I don't want to go there, but I think so.
I love it. But
I'm happy on your show, trust me.
That's right. But, you know, and I think that's important. And I'm sure in Otto's family, you know, the turkey box is, you know, the tradition, and that's things that, you know, you talk about. So I think it's nice to, like I said, everyone has different memories from Thanksgivings of the past. You know, John and I did a special for North Hempstead TV that will be coming out.
I saw it.
Oh, was it on already?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I have to catch the thing. I have to watch it now myself.
No, wait a minute. No, what I saw was there's a new thing that you guys are doing. With Judy, it was a veterans show.
Oh, the veterans special. Oh, yes, gotcha.
Right. Al Piscatelli, who I know was on there, and a lot.
Yeah, no, but what we did though is a Thanksgiving special, where we talked to all of the, you know, council people and the supervisor, and we really discussed. They all talked about different memories and things that they have, or, you know, whether it was a food dish or something, you know, that you know, the family always did on Thanksgiving. And it was nice to hear. And you know, I'm saying, I, you know, John and I really enjoyed the conversation. So I'm saying something as simple as that and talking to people, you know, and sharing your family traditions, I think is a nice thing that we kind of should do to, you know, this holiday season with everyone.
You know, what's interesting about that is that I have a friend of mine who would all of a sudden come up with a question if you had a group sitting around the table. And that would be one as an example, you know, your Thanksgiving experiences. Another one he asked once, it was very interesting. What are you most afraid of in your life? Mm-hmm. And have a bunch of people sit around and answer these kinds of questions.
Yeah, I do these questions all the time. Because I constantly have some kind of bizarre question that will pop in my head. And anytime I have friends or family over, you know, and it's just, you know, it's like an icebreaker and you start things and it leads, you know, different things. And the fact that you can do that clearly virtually, you know, is a great kind of program to do.
Well, one of my favorites is, how do you put toilet paper, over or under?
I feel like me and Otto actually have had this conversation before.
Yeah, we have. And that always leads to a long discussion.
It's true. See, and because it just sparks your memory, you know, of things. It leads to all different things because that's
what's
certainly
the answer.
I put it over. So my
Otto, over.
Over. We're overs. What about you, John? John.
Over.
Over. Oh, you're.
See? No, well, Bunny is into. My mother was over. Well, all Bunny's, my three girls are under.
Yeah, Bunny's into under. So we compromise. All right. We have a bathroom downstairs and upstairs. Upstairs is over. downstairs under.
Oh, and we got the director, Dan Cox, buzzed in with, he's also an over. So clearly
over.
The WCWP family all goes over with the toilet paper. So
well, to the National Toilet Paper Association of the world, that's the over is the official way to do it.
See, we always do things by the books, guys, the right way. All you listeners out there. But I have to laugh because I'm pretty sure too, I don't think Jay even thinks about which way it is and just throws it on, and wherever the dice falls, it falls. So I don't even think there's too much thought that goes into that. But
well, if you go to hotels, which I used to travel a lot with,
that's right,
I would survey to find out, you know, what the, and you have to fold it nice and neat in the front, of course, you know.
Right.
Well, you also buzzed in just now with, she's also an over. So. Who is? Over, Paula at work. She's listening. She's also over. So that's it. So these are, but see what we're doing here though. Like just now, we talked about this. We shared some laughs. We shared stories. And it's something as simple as that everyone can do in a virtual kind of component, you know, with friends and family, and even with strangers, you know, people that you might not, you know, acquaintances. So you don't have to, you know, I think about that in the advisory committees. Not everyone knows each other super well, but you know, you get comfortable and everyone starts laughing. And that's what I hope our November 18th.
You know, you're bringing back memory. I used to do a lot of entertaining with customers a long time ago. And I would always bring stuff like this up. You know, we would talk about it and it would break the ice, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of a sudden everybody's talking about how to use toilet paper.
Yeah, and it makes you laugh and it's funny. And this is another reason why I'm always convinced that me and Otto are like kindred spirits. You know what I mean? But it's definitely something like that. And I'm glad that we, you know, could bring this up to people and see how easy it is. Like I said, Otto just rolled off his thought. You know, we were talking about turkey boxes and then we went to toilet paper. So it's something as easy as that, that I encourage people to do and to not be afraid of the technology realm and to call 311 or 869-6311 to really get connected and, you know, and take baby steps. If you're too scared to be part of the whole technology world, take a baby step into clicking on a Zoom link. That's really all you need to do. So,
and it's important. I agree with you, Christina.
Yeah. This is another,
especially we're going to be for another X number of months.
Yeah.
I think 6 more months, I'm taking a guess, because the vaccine won't even be available for 2 months, from what I read. And then you need millions, not 100,000, you forget. I mean, it's 100,000 people a day. So you need, just for this country alone, you need 300 million shots. I don't know at what point they don't think a child needs it, maybe. Mm-hmm. Around the world, you need billions. But that's it. We've had another wonderful Christina Liu show. I want to thank Christina always for bringing such tremendous guests on. It's really fun. And I want everybody to have a wonderful, safe weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And next week, the week before Thanksgiving, we'll give each one of our favorite Thanksgiving recipes during the Christina Liu show.
Ooh, I like
have a wonderful week, everybody.